Welcome to an exciting conversation about a critical intersection of peace and justice. This is AFSC on the Issues. This episode's discussion took place as part of an ongoing series of Facebook Live conversations sponsored by the American Friends Service Committee, a global organization that ignites Quaker action for a just world. In this episode, AFSC Youth Director Nia Eubanks-Dixon shares the work that youth programs in the U.S. and international contexts are doing to address issues facing them while centering practices of healing and self-care for individuals and communities.
Greetings, everyone. I am Nia Eubanks-Dixon. I am so happy that you all have joined us and are in the space with us today. We are going to be talking about the American Friends Service Committee Youth Network and the wonderful work that is happening and looking at the work that we are doing, particularly as it relates to self and community care. So again, I am Nia Eubanks-Dixon. I am the Youth Director, American Friends Service Committee. And so I work with both US and international programs. And I work with all programs that do youth work, whether that's programs or that's interns and fellows or other wonderful initiatives that AFSC has that works with youth and their families. One of the things about the Youth Network that is made up of 20 programs, both in the U.S. and in the international context, is that not only do we center building the analysis and making sure young people have a strong analysis, not only do we work on campaigns, local campaigns, national campaigns, and global campaigns, but as a network, we are dedicated to and we center healing, we center self-care, and we center community care. And that's really important to us as a network of people who care about, who work with young people and their families, because we know that if we are truly dedicated to social change work, we have to look at our own individual and collective healing. And because we live in a world that has been impacted by many systemic forms of oppression, that means that harm has been done to us. Maybe in some cases, one has caused harm. And so there needs to be intentional time for healing, intentional time for self-care, and intentional time for community care. And that's really, really true given the times that we are in now with COVID-19, with the protests that are happening, with the level of people coming out to stand for and work with and to be in support of Black bodies and brown bodies in this country and really all around the world. And so as we are doing this work, this social justice work, this change work, it's really important that we center our healing. It's important that we center self-care and community care. Now, within AFSC Youth Network, that looks like a variety of things. But one of the things that as a youth director that I'm really excited about is that we can all come together as a youth network and share those resources and share what we're doing, share best practices with one another so that we can come together and really work with our young people and their communities so that we can, like I said, focus on healing, focus on self-care, focus on community care. So to give you some examples of where that shows up around AFSC's youth network is it looks like, for example, in the West region where you have programs like 67 Sueños and Roots for Peace who really do a wonderful job of centering indigenous culture that brings in history and culture and looking at food as a way of healing, looking at herbs and other essential oils to really bring young people to the attention of how important it is to eat right and to be able to ingest things into our bodies that are going to aid in our healing, aid in our growth, and aid in kind of releasing some of those toxic messages that are constantly coming at us. We have programs in our LAC region and Caribbean region who do a fabulous job of using the arts to work with young people, to help young people to express themselves. What's going on inside of you? What's going on in your community? How has that impacted you as an individual? How has that impacted your community? We know that when trauma happens, often the first thing that gets shut down, right, is our cortex or our outer brain. And so that's our talking and thinking brain. And so sometimes it's hard to articulate what we're feeling, what we're thinking. But the arts is another way to express ourselves and get into our deep emotions and to find what's going on. And so that's what you'll find in the LAC program, that they do a great job of centering that and working with young people, whether it's through hip hop dance or graffiti art or visual art or spoken word, to really help young people to really start to deal with what's going on. Another amazing part about the arts, especially with LAC region, is that there's a knowing that no matter where you are, that you're able to come into the space wherever you are and express yourself in the arts. We also have programs like the Twin Cities, and we have programs in St. Paul that work with young people not only in understanding their history and culture and opening up spaces for young people to talk about where they are, what they've experienced, but also helping young people to be active, which is another form of healing. So it's not just passively thinking, but being able to be the change that they want to see in the world. And that's so important as we think about being social change agents, that we center our healing. So what I'm going to invite you all to do, as I was talking about healing, I'm going to invite you all to think about your own healing. Many of you on this, who's watching this, you might be social change agents. You might be one who cares about their community and cares about young people, cares about what's happening with COVID-19, that cares about Black lives and trans lives, and want to be on the forefront of change. And so one of the things that we want to center with you today is really to look at your healing, but also look at the collective healing of your community, the collective healing of our nation, and ultimately the collective healing of our world. So I'm just going to take a few minutes with you, and I'm going to do a short activity that sometimes we do within the youth network. And many people within the youth network have their own rendition of doing this. But it's important for us as a people that we can name and identify for ourselves when we're feeling a little off, and then the steps that we need to take to get us back to balance. So what I'm going to ask you to do, like I said, I work with young people and have been working with young people almost my entire life, even when I was a young person. So I'm just going to ask you to do this with me. So what I want everyone to do, no matter where you are, if you're at home, if you are maybe in your car, pull over. But no matter where you are, I just want us to practice this together as we talk about self-care. So I want you to put your hands together, and I want you to rub it really, 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 really fast like this, together, 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 together. Make it quicker, quicker, quicker so it's warm, warm. And I want you to put your hands on your neck and just feel that warmth. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out. One more time. Quicker, 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 quicker. Put it to your heart and feel that. Feel that heat and feel that warmth. Now, all of us, no matter who you are or where you're from, are longing for and need homeostasis or balance in your life. That warmth, that thing that's within you that lets you know you are okay, that you are balanced and that you are safe. All of us need it in order to live healthy and productive lives. Now, this thing that is out here called stress is
the bodies or the human is designed to experience stress and to react to it. Now, some stress is good stress. This stress keeps us alert. It keeps us motivated. And more importantly, this type of stress lets us know when danger is near. And so this type of stress is good, right? But then stress can become bad or toxic or negative when you have prolonged periods of activation without any release, without moments of relaxation. So you're constantly in this place of being heightened because your body is letting you know, hey, something's not right here. Your body's telling you, I have to fight, I have to flight, I have to freeze, which is normal and which is good. But when our bodies are constantly in this place, what happens is we start to fill up. And so I have an example here that I like to use, which is a cup. And at the bottom of this cup, you'll notice that there's some black sand, which represents that positive stress, that stress that motivates you and gets you up and going, that keeps you alert and motivated. And then if you notice, there are two other stresses that can also fill your cup. Now, if you notice in here, the cup is getting full and there's no more room. And so what happens to our bodies in time is that our cups or our whole self starts to become full of stress. With no relaxation, we become overwhelmed and our bodies are letting us know we are no longer in this place of homeostasis. And so when that happens, we often are, you know, overreactive. Sometimes we get headaches, or, you know, some people talk about flipping the lid where someone says something to you and you're like, what did you just say? Because our bodies are letting us know that we've had too much. So I'm going to ask you all to think about now, what are ways and what are things that you do? First of all, when you notice your cup is getting full, when you notice you don't have a lot of room left in your cup, I want us to think about what are signs and symptoms that we know about, either in our emotions or in our behavior or in our bodies. What are things that you notice? Secondly, once you notice it, what are positive things that you can do to bring in relaxation, to bring in a sense of calm, and to bring in a sense of centering? And so during this time of COVID, during this time when we are isolated from people who we love, from people who we care about, from our communities that help to ground us, we need to have time where we sit back, we take some breaths, and we notice, what's going on with me? How am I feeling? How am I responding? Is my cup overflowing? And what are things that I need to do to help me to relax and to decompress some of the stresses that are happening in my life? And that it's not only important that we do that with young people, which is important, but that we also do it for ourselves. There's a great friend of mine, and you hear pilots say it all the time, when you go and you catch a plane or you're on a plane, and the flight attendant will say that, you know, if something happens and the mask comes down, put the mask on yourself first before you can do it to anyone else. So I want to encourage you, both as Nia, but as someone who does youth work and cares about youth work across AFSC, that I encourage you to really think about your self-care. How are you taking care of yourself? How are you noticing your cup, noticing when it's overflowing, and noticing some things that you can do for yourself, but also to notice ways in which you can reach out to other people in your community to provide the community care. One of the things that I will leave you with is that I love about the Youth Network that makes it not just about self-care, right, which is noticing where you are and doing things to help to relieve that pressure and to relax, but it's also community care, which is having a community of support around you that cares about your well-being, that says, I see you, I feel you, I hear you, and I am here for you. And so one of the practices at American Friends Service Committee with the Youth Network is that we really center on community care as well. So how do we as staff call each other and check up on each other and ask about our families and ask what's going on with the young people? How do we share resources so we don't feel like we're doing this all by ourselves? How do we work together and collaborate with one another on projects? All of that is a part of community care. And so in our society, especially as us living in a colonial and race-based society where it's all about me, community care says it's not only about my care, but it's also about my connection to other people. And so if I am not free, if I am hurting, then that's a problem. But equally, if my community and other people in my community and in my nation and in my world are hurting, that is a problem. And so community care really speaks to our ability to make sure that our peoples are okay. And so reaching out. And I think that's one of the amazing things about the Youth Network at AFSC is that we not only center healing and self-care, but we also understand the importance of community care. So I leave you all with the question is, how are you taking care of yourself during these times? What are you doing to take care of yourself? How are you centering yourself? How are you grounding yourself in love and your history and your culture and relationships with people who care about you? And then next, how are you offering up community care? How are you reaching out to your neighbors? How are you reaching out to other nonprofit organizations and other youth-based organizations that need your help right now? How are you doing that? Because collectively, we know that all of us should be free. So with that, I said a lot, and I really want to open it up for questions that you may have about the Youth Network, that you may have about how we are doing self-care and community care. Maybe you have questions about practices that you want to try. One of the things that's happened, I think, because of COVID is that we've been online, right? And so how do we do self-care and practice self-care when we're living on a very online, you know, being on the internet, being on our computers all day? And so that's another thing that the Youth Network has really started to center. And so that looks like sending care packages to young people and their families. That looks like calling. That looks like sending cards. Sometimes it looks like writing yourself a personal note and putting it up all around you. So I'm going to stop. And if you can, please write a question or a comment in the chat. And I know this is Facebook Live, but we can still have dialogue, right? This is such an important topic. It's such an important time. And so I am here as a resource, as a place, a person to have dialogue with you. So let us see. If you feel or if you want, please write something in the chat and I will respond to you to the best of my ability. And there's no question that is too small. There's no question that is too vague. The most important thing is that we ask because we should. Well, if there are no questions, I'm going to show you all one of the things that we did together to do this work. So before I do that, there's a question here that what inspired you to do youth work? My mother, Linda McLean, is Eubanks McLean, is a wonderful educator and teacher. And when I was a young child, she had a group called the Children's Theater Ensemble. And we went around all of New Orleans and Virginia, and we did poetry and dance, and we did organizing work together. And I saw the change that that had not only in me, but in all the people, all the young people who were doing this with her. And it forever changed my life. And I knew at a very early age that I wanted to participate in that. I wanted to do something like that, where I could work with young people and help them to be the change that they wanted to see in the world. And to be honest with you, it's fun. It's energetic. It's creative. It's always new ideas that are flowing where, you know, sometimes working with adults is restriction, but working with young people, it's always new ideas, new inspiration. So some of it is just, I absolutely loved it and I saw the fun and I saw the change that could happen. Great question. Anyone else? So please go to afsc.org and you can see all the amazing youth programs and the work that they are doing and how they are centering healing and centering self-care and community care. And again, no matter what type of change work that you're doing in your life, it is imperative that you take time to look at yourself in the mirror, realize what's going on with you, and work to relax, work to take some time to pamper, some time to figure out, to center and ground yourself, and then to work with your community to do the same for brothers and sisters everywhere. So I'm going to end with this. This is my healing packet that I look at every day, and especially when I'm going through a lot. And these are just basically four questions, or we'll do three questions for today, that help me when I'm going through to remind me of the path that I can take towards my own healing. The first one is I am. So this is my rendition of me defining myself. Who am I? Who am I connected to? What are ways that I show love? What are ways that I receive love? What are ways that I give love? The next one is I have. And these are just resources. These are relationships that I have, people that I know that I can call on, that I can talk to in the midst of stress. These are people that I have in my home and in my life. The next one is I can. This one reminds me of resources that I have within myself, actions that I can take. I can take a walk. I can go to therapy. I can problem solve. So these are all the things that I know that I can do that I need to constantly be reminding myself. And then finally, on the back of this, I have my little affirmation. Today, I know I am enough. And so these are people on here that I feel like I can talk to and that support and ground me. So if you're interested and you would like an explanation of these cards, these is my resiliency cards. Please feel free to reach out to me at neubanks-dixon@afsc, and I would have no problems with giving you the instructions of this amazing book and the process that goes with it. So if there aren't any other questions, comments, or concerns, we send you all love, peace, and safety as we go about our day and hope that you will all continue to do good work. And again, reach out to afsc.org and see the wonderful youth programs that are happening across the world. All right, y'all. Many blessings. Be well. Be whole.
For more conversations like this, visit American Friends Service Committee online at www.afsc.org and be sure to connect with us on Facebook.